To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of the last sunset of the cruise comes to us from Rebecca Habanowski, who shared this scene from her family vacation cruise on social media back on August 19th, along with the sentiment to go big or go home. Although in the same post, Rebecca also admitted that while her 14-day European vacation to Italy, Greece, and Turkey was a wonderful way to close the summer, her family was also very ready to be back home with Cooper, the family dog. So even though we can explore and see all kinds of wonders in this world in many ways, there is no place like home for finding peace. Well, it's Tuesday, and while I have not made my way to experience a Mediterranean cruise yet, you can put it on the bucket list, I suppose. But before that, my wife and I have agreed in principle to join our church's planned tour of the Holy Land in February of 2025. I'm not sure what the details are as of yet, but Jerusalem is only an hour's drive to the Mediterranean, and I would imagine that we just might get there. Anyway, that's over a year away from now. But that reminds me of the importance of making long-term plans. I have often said that you never do what you never plan, and while wishing and hoping and imagining can fill our minds with delight, it's better to actually do what you want to do rather than just talk about it. As I will be facilitating the Celebrate Freedom Recovery/Joyful Discipleship Growth Group meeting tomorrow night, I know that our emphasis can be on doing things one day at a time. But I also know that it's not a bad idea to anticipate good things in the future. Last week, I made a bold prediction and made the commitment publicly to have victory over my food addiction for 1 year on August 18th, 2024. While I'm less than 2 weeks into that plan, I can report that I have been successful at logging my food intake and staying within my food plan's limits, and am celebrating that fact this morning by just feeling good. While I wrestled with this particular issue for all my life, I decided that since I'm leading a recovery group, I would get serious about having victory over it once and for all. So I'm taking things one day at a time and keeping my eye on the prize, and can't wait to see what things will look like in 2024 when I stay the course. Last week, others in the group announced their intentions to take on challenges they haven't taken seriously as well. And it is encouraging to be a part of a community that is committed to growth and supporting one another in our efforts to be free of our particular hurts, habits, and hang-ups. One person at our group, however, is at the willingness stage, I think, maybe. They marveled over how they knew what habit they had to quit, but that for some reason they just didn't do it. I encourage them to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to help them make that decision and to give them the strength to follow through by doing what they said they, quote-unquote, knew they should do. I'm familiar with that sentiment, of course. I knew I should have quit drinking years before I did, but mental knowledge and a heart's conviction are two different things. To know the truth intellectually and experientially is the difference between denial and remaining in bondage, and acceptance and pursuing freedom. So I pray the Lord helps them to get there, because while I can't make someone pursue their freedom, I know the Lord would be faithful to help them if they ask Him to help. Saying we know what we have to do and choosing not to do it is really lying to ourselves. When we say we know what we have to do and don't do it, really means we don't want to do it. And while our capacity and ability to accomplish the task before us could be in question, when we don't even try, it reveals we don't want to. As for bad habits and negative mind states like anxiety or depression, God doesn't want you living there. That's the truth, and He will help those who ask Him for it and decide to follow Him to experience the truth of His power that can be experienced right now. God will show us the truth that will set us free, but we have to ask Him, seek Him, and follow Him to know it. And that brings us to our current series, Statements of Truth, that springs from the last portion of step number 2, Deception versus Truth of the Steps to Freedom in Christ by Dr. Neil Anderson. That step deals with deception. And because we have completed the process of examining, confessing, and renouncing all the ways we've been deceived, the good doctor prescribes a healthy dose of truth for us. Anderson introduces the statements of truth by stating, "For 2,000 years, Christians have known the importance of verbally and publicly declaring truth. Read aloud the following statements of truth and carefully consider what you're professing. You may find it helpful to read them aloud every day for at least 6 weeks, which will help you renew your mind to the truth." So for our current series, we are presenting each of the remaining 3 statements of truth from step 2 of the Steps to Freedom in Christ, one at a time. We are declaring them verbally and publicly because we, like the Christians who have gone before us over the last 2,000 years, know the importance of doing so. We are also sharing the statements, associated Bible verses, and sharing our thoughts about each statement of truth, what each statement of truth is telling us, why they are important, and how they apply to our lives as Christians. So today's statement of truth is number 9, by faith, I choose to be filled with the Spirit so that I can be guided into all truth. I choose to walk by the Spirit so that I will not carry out the desires of the flesh. And the Bible verses listed with that statement are John 16:13, which says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come." And Galatians 5:16, which says, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And the final verse is Ephesians 5:18, which says, "And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit." Today's statement of truth tells us that we have to choose to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can be guided into all truth. That's a spiritual journey that involves prayer, seeking God's presence, meditating on God's word, and following him to where he leads. However, this also involves making the constant and continuous decision to not carry out the desires of the flesh. Spirit living and flesh living are at odds with one another, and we simply cannot expect to be filled with the Spirit if we are still slaves to the flesh. I just saw a meme this morning that declared that those who walk in the flesh have pleasure, those that walk in the Spirit have power. And that is the truth. For those who have experienced the manifest power and infilling of the Holy Spirit in their lives, a common step that led to that encounter is repentance, turning from the world and its pleasures, renouncing sin, and turning to God. In my case, it was only after I went into recovery that I had a life-changing experience with the Holy Spirit that erased any and all doubts of the Lord's existence, the truth of Christianity, and the depth of God's love for me. Talk about a game changer. There is nothing like experiencing the Holy Spirit's manifest presence to lead you to follow the Lord all the days of your life. So choose to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And do not carry out the desires of the flesh, and wait and see how the Lord will lead you into all truth by showing you that he is with you, and where he is, there is peace, love, and power. Today's Bible verses come to us from the Quick Scripture Reference for Counseling by John G. Cruis. This morning's meditation verses come from the section on alcohol and drug abuse. And today's passage is Proverbs 23:29-35. And the Word of God says, "Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who tarry long over wine, those who go to try mixed wine. So do not look at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup and goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a serpent and stings like an adder. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart utter perverse things. You will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, like one who lies on the top of a mast." They struck me, you will say, but I was not hurt. They beat me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake? I must have another drink. Today's verses fall under the fourth point, well, the fifth point, my bad. Fifth point of our counseling reference guides resource section on alcohol and drug abuse. And this fifth point is heavy drinking brings misery. Today's verses are a picture of a life of the life of a drunk, and it's not a pretty picture. The alcohol industry sells its wares by showing parties with smiling faces of beautiful people, but it rarely indicates the pain of the morning after and all the negative consequences that come from abusing alcohol. The broken families, the depression, sexual sin, loneliness, the anger, and the fear that plague alcoholics will never be highlighted by a multi-billion dollar industry that profits from addiction. And let's not forget the lost lives from accidents caused by drunkenness. Anyway, the Bible tells it like it is, and for those who are trapped in the vicious cycle of alcoholism, you already know you should quit, and I encourage you to avoid heavy drinking and to go to the Lord and to a recovery program to stop the pain of alcoholism and to find your freedom in Christ. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where we share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Holy Spirit, as we continue sharing from Chapter 22, The Spirit Assuring. And today's section is entitled, Not Receive the Spirit of Bondage. And the Holy Spirit's the spirit of freedom and truth. And not bondage. So, but if you want to see what A.W. Pink has to say about that, go to mtforchrist.org, and you'll find that resource at the end of today's blog post. And also at the end of today's blog post, you'll see the encouragement to join our Victory Over the Darkness, the Bondage Breaker of Freedom in Christ series of discipleship classes via the MT for Christ 24/7 podcast. They're available on our YouTube channel as well. They are audio teachings, so just give you a heads up, you won't see much, but you can hear a lot about who you are in Christ, about finding your freedom in Christ, and it tells the truth about the spiritual forces of darkness as well. But there's good news in that these teachings lead you to pursue, to go through the steps to freedom in Christ, which we highlight in today's blog. And have been doing for quite some time now, that will resolve your personal and spiritual conflicts. It's a prayerful repentance process that the Lord has used to set people free from demonic influence and from sin and bitterness of unforgiveness and sexual bondage and all kinds of things. The Lord has been faithful because it's a process of asking the Lord for help. And as I stated before, that the Lord will help you if you ask Him and seek Him and decide to follow Him. Ask me how I know. I was not always a born-again Christian. I was in 2010 that I finally understood the truth of the gospel, thanks to the Lord's Holy Spirit for revealing to me that it wasn't about me having to earn my salvation, that it was a free gift that I just had to accept. It was by God's grace that we're saved. And when we put our faith in Christ, we're welcomed into His kingdom. And the most appropriate thing we can do after we do that is to follow Him into repentance and to represent Him and serve His kingdom here on earth. So that's what this blog and podcast is all about. It's just encouragement, because guess what? I never knew this was possible. I didn't know God was real. And that really would come into your life and help you. I didn't know the power or the presence of God, but he's available to you. You can read all about Him in the Bible, and we encourage Bible study as a daily spiritual practice, so you can get to know Him and talk to Him. And we recommend prayer as a conversation with the Lord that you have continually throughout your day as you walk and talk with the Lord, walking and talking with God, as I say. Well, I'll be walking out the door to go to work soon, so Instead of plugging away, I'll just go into prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you so much for all that you've done for us. We thank you for showing our freedom in Christ. Thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life continually and inside of us and outside of us and all around us. We just thank you for what you've done and we continue to do in our lives because we've decided to follow you forever. Lord, we just pray for you to go before us today because we need your help every day to stay on track, to stay with you. And so we pray for the people listening or reading today's message as well, that you would come alongside them, reveal yourself to them in a way they don't know, and come alongside their prayer requests because we all need your help, Lord. And so we ask you to go before us today, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead our steps in the things you would have us do. Because, Lord, all we want to do is represent you and your kingdom and show other people how to find their freedom in Christ. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we love you. And we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.